Hi, I'm Kate Smurfit and welcome to my quite sarcastic news podcast. Today is February the 5th and starting with London, and the new low emissions zone in London came into effect yesterday. This left many 4x4 drivers confused by the signs and unsure whether or not they should use their vehicles. So let's clarify for any confused listeners. If the road is tarmacked, you shouldn't be driving a 4x4. Fuck off. I don't care how many precious little hypoallergenic brats you've got in it, or how many council estates you pass on the way to your overpriced selective school. Walk, cycle, or use public transport. The whole climate change thing isn't one last hilarious posthumous prank from Jeremy Beadle. If we don't sort it out, there'll be no point having kids soon. Right, and still with the environment. The Independent reports that an area twice the size of continental US in the Pacific Ocean has become what they call a plastic soup. If you're wondering what that would taste like, order a thick shake at McDonald's. Researchers are calling the area a trash vortex, a term normally only applied to Birmingham. One way to get rid of an area of trash twice the size of continental US, of course, would be to dump it on continental US. Twice. Now Scotland, and a BBC headline screams, "Workers had sex on double time." As though having sex at work was perfectly acceptable as long as you were only being paid at basic non-bonus rate. Seriously, they even interviewed a witness to the alleged shag, saying, "Everyone who was in, including them, would have been on double time." One of the accused is the Director of Leisure, who can surely chalk this one down to research, and is genuinely called Mr. Woodcock. Mr. McNeil, the employee who shopped the shagging pair, has since been fired and is taking legal action amidst counterclaims that he traded sex for favours in the council's so-called sports department. Wow, apologies if your office sounds a bit dull now. Now, politics. A new housing minister, Caroline Flint, has said that people living in social housing should get jobs. Social housing, by the way, is the new term for council housing, although social housing sounds a bit more like there might be no dividing wall, so you can just pop over for a cup of tea any time. She says she's surprised to discover that unemployment levels are higher among those in social housing than in the rest of the population. Though, I mean, don't you get it? People without jobs have less money and are less likely to have just put a deposit down on a semi-detached with a couple of ornamental lions by the door and about half an acre of decking out the back. Whatever next? Could it turn out that the unemployed also own less Fabergé eggs than the rest of the population? Now, science, and another alleged breakthrough in Frankenscience. A group in Newcastle claims to have created an embryo with one father and two mothers. They said this was much safer than having two fathers who would only fight about football and leave twice as much dirty laundry on the floor. Now, health. And a study from the Netherlands National Institute of Public Health and Environment discovered that those with a healthy lifestyle cost taxpayers more in medical bills over their lifetime than the obese or smokers. For 5 fruit and veg a day yoga enthusiasts, the bill is £210,000. It's £165,000 for smokers and £187,000 for the obese. The government is expected to respond with a series of pro-smoking, pro-obesity adverts. Taglines like, "Your first 40 grand's worth of cigarettes are on us," and "Don't be a healthcare scrounger, have an extra quarter pounder." Okay, that one doesn't even rhyme. I shall give up for today. Thank you very much for listening. My name's Kate Smurfit. I shall be back tomorrow. Goodbye.